You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I was on drugs, I did a lot of people wrong, and now they don't want to talk to me. What do I do? Let's get into it.
With you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm going to be founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll, let's do it.
And the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
As Ozzy said, I'm going through changes.
Oh.
Ozzy said other things, too, but well, we probably won't say those on the radio. We're here today, this is a very Ozzy question, actually.
Yes.
Way tonight, answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, I was on drugs. I did a lot of people wrong, and now they don't want to talk to me. What do I do? And Glenn, this is a problem we're very much familiar with.
Yes.
Working our day job, work with a lot of folks who are working very hard on their recovery. So where do we start with something like this?
Well, I think that let's just acknowledge that shame and that sense of rejection those are tough feelings. So those are, we've all felt that. We may not have gone through sort of a life-changing and not life-controlling addiction, but we've all done stuff that we feel ashamed of, that we feel like we've been rejected off of that. And it's about dealing with that sense of I have made a change, so that this is, you know, something that's not quite what the other person sees, but also to hold in that same mindset, it is deserved based on the fact that this did exist in my past, and it's not going to help anybody for me to be in denial about that.
I think it's a great point. It's often been said that the only thing worse than being accused of something you didn't do, being accused of something you did do.
Yes.
That shame, it turns out it's pretty bad, even if you totally deserve it. So, Jed, when we make that transition into better behaviors, into doing things that maybe deserve less scorn than our previous ways. How do we deal with the fact that it's going to take longer for people to notice that than we want them to?
Well, I think we need to begin by acknowledging that it's a sucky process. Yeah. And we're sorry for it. Here's the thing is, I think it's easy for us to get in a place where, you know, I'm the one who made the mistake, so I don't really get to feel bad. Yeah, you do. Shame is a crappy way to feel. We're sorry that you feel that way. Rejection is a crappy thing to deal with, and we're sorry for the feeling. And this is the thing, even though you have done bad things that maybe kind of made sense of people that reject you, still, it's a crappy way to feel. We're sorry for it. You know, there is something really strange about having made an actual honest-to-God change and looking around and realizing no one really buys it. For you, it's night and day. I was getting blackout drunk every night. Now I'm not. You know, I was taking pills. Now I'm not. How is the whole world not aware of this? You know, they were super judgy when I was taking pills, and now it seems like they hardly notice that I'm not. That's unfortunately the way that things work. That it's not the end of the story, but it is the beginning of the story. And you know, we know that's not fun, and we're sorry for it. I think the question that people in these moments really wrestle with, and it's the question that we want to look at, is: I've changed. No one seems to believe it. How do I make them believe it? You know, what do I say that, you know, where their brain shifts a gear and says, okay, Bob is not an addict anymore? Because I'd really like that to kick in, like, right the heck now, so we could all get back to normal life. So what do I say to just make them know I've changed?
Yes, we're all looking for the magic word that straight people use.
Yeah.
One day, so they'll accept us as one of their own.
But yes.
We haven't found it yet on the show, but we'll be back to talk more about those very good questions when we come back right here on the Bridge Lounge. You're here on Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I've done a lot of people wrong in many ways. It was as if I was going off the rails on a crazy train.
I think we found our runner.
That's right.
So joining us at the bridge of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
The guitar solo is in my head right now.
Yeah.
Yes, and we're here to answer the question that we can't prove didn't come. from a rock legend in Birmingham, England, but we have our suspicions. This week's question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com says, I was on drugs, I did a lot of people wrong, and now they don't want to talk to me. What do I do? And Glenn, Jed ended that last segment with what I think is a very important thought, which is, and it's one that's occurred to all of us, which is, okay, when I used to be doing this and people treated me like I'm doing it, now I'm not doing it, but they're not treating me like I'm not doing it. So how do I kickstart this process of them realizing I have changed?
Yeah, well, it would be great if we could all live in a world where we just change how people think of us by, as you're saying, you know, saying the magic words and all that. We can't force people to see us differently. Sometimes people see us a certain way because of issues that they have. Sometimes people see us a certain way because they just can't quite get over some of the things that we've done. We can be understanding about that. I think we ought to be understanding about that. So it's really about what my wife calls managing expectations. And usually when she uses that phrase, I'm
you are not.
I'm not, and I don't want to hear it either. So I'm mindful of that. That doesn't sound appealing. But it is about recognizing if you've done people wrong, it's also wrong to expect for them to nurture you through the process of healing this relationship. And it's unreasonable for them to expect that you can go back in time and fix this. So we have to get used to this idea of not living by other people's expectations.
I think that's a really great point. And Jed, I think part of what we're driving here is that our own option A is off the table. What we want is to force people to see that we're a totally different person, whether or not we've really proved that even to ourselves. So where do we go from there?
Well, you're absolutely right. We've got to start by acknowledging we cannot make people see us differently. It doesn't work that way. The way people see us is a choice that they make. You know, I like this actor, I don't like this actor. That's a decision they make. We can't make them make a different decision. If they're going to choose differently, they have to do that on their own time, on their own schedule. What most people, I think, fall into is trying to just talk others into, you know, baby, I've changed. I'm different now. Here's the thing about that. That hardly ever works. Not for long. You might be able to pull that off for about 5 minutes, but not in any kind of long term. And it's actually worth noting that for a lot of people, that kind of, you know, almost a hustle can backfire. That can actually take people who aren't sure about you and convince them, no, you hadn't changed at all. You know, it's the same lies as it was before. I think the thing that we really want to look at is if we can't make people see us differently, if we can't talk them into the idea that we've changed, what else is there? Do we have any other option, or do we just, things are the way they are and we just have to accept it? Is there something else that we can look at?
I think that's a really great point, and that does take some acceptance on our own part and some skills to get that acceptance, which we'll talk about when we come back right here on the Bridge Lounge. right back. You're here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I just realized I didn't really know a lot of Aussie lyrics.
Yeah, in the days before being able to look up the lyrics online, we all kind of made our own Aussie lyrics around the sounds that were coming out of his face.
Yeah.
That's right.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer. It was just off key enough that we don't have to pay for that.
Absolutely.
And that's how we keep the show lean and mean for you, the consumer. Continue to answer questions that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I was on drugs. I did a lot of people wrong, and now they don't want to talk to me. What do I do? And Glenn, we talked in that last segment about how there's the dream scenario we all have, which is I will just be so much better that everyone will have to accept it
right.
on my timeline when I want them to. And I think we've pretty much taken that dream out back and killed it.
Right.
So what are we left with now?
Well, yeah, I think there's a big difference between this idea of telling people that you've changed and showing them that you've changed. If you've wronged me, I don't want you to say, well, hey, the good news is I'm a better person now, just in time for it to not matter for your situation. That's, what do you want me to do, congratulate yourself?
Sure.
Way to go on fixing yourself in a way that did not help me at all. You know, so that's, we're managing those expectations, as we said, but we're recognizing that this needs to be about a journey. This isn't something we do all at once. We're working steps here. And we have to be patient about that process.
I think that's a great point. And Jed, maybe we can speak to the way that journey does look to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want something quick and easy, but what we're may land on is something that actually is going to have more of an impact, right?
There's no doubt. It won't work to tell people. What can work is to show people. If you want people to believe you changed, don't tell them, show them. Live a different kind of life. And embrace that that's going to take a minute, that's a long journey. It's something that requires patience, requires time. But it will work. People are paying attention to your life. They really, really are. But they are waiting to see, do you live differently over the long term? So the thing for you in a lot of ways is to ask, what is the next step on living a better life? Because here's the great news is even though they may take a minute to decide that you've changed, you get to enjoy having a better life right now. Like that kicks in immediately just because you are having a better life. So maybe that's getting a job. Maybe that's going back to school. Maybe that's getting some job training. And if you're not sure, email us. We'd love to talk with you and help
Absolutely.
Sort out what that would be. But the thing about that, again, is the folks that you're concerned about, they will see you making those changes. They will see you living out a different life. And that will do more. If a picture paints 1,000 words, living a different life paints 1,000,000 words. That's so much better and so much more effective. And again, you get to have a better life today. And that's the thing that we really care about. One more quick bonus point. People sense when you need them to accept you. They sense that and they kind of don't want to give it up in that moment. If you're living a good life, you don't need them to accept you anymore. And around the moment you don't need them to accept you anymore is the exact moment they're going to decide they're cool with accepting you again.
That's absolutely right. We'll be back with a little bit more right here on the Bridge Lounge.
I've always been again.
is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
You know, maybe it's not too late to learn how to love and forget how to hate. Sometimes you have mental wounds that are not healing, and life can be a bitter shame.
Wow, he Shatnered it. Almost our tour. Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Going off the rails on this crazy monorail.
They said that song couldn't be lounged up, and we proved them wrong. Now, that will not be our only amazing feat for the show. We're also going to continue to answer a question that came into the Bridge Lab at gmail.com. This week's question says, I was on drugs, I did a lot of people wrong, and now they don't want to talk to me. What do I do? Well, as Jed mentioned in the last segment, one of the benefits of living a better life is you just have a better life.
Yeah.
You know, before you spent all that money on the drugs, now you can spend it on other things. Maybe when you go out to get a nice ice cream, you can afford a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
Yet once again, I avoid making a very inappropriate joke about a drug called the secret sauce.
Yes.
So Glenn, as we mentioned, you've had a long career of working with folks dealing with exactly these kind of problems. Folks who have been in gangs, been in jail, a lot of that related to drugs. And they get out, they're doing better, but it does take a while for people to see that. So what do you tell people you work with about that?
Well, yeah, our work involves trying to not only help them recover their lives, but minister to them spiritually in the Christian context. And the funny thing is, I think we tend to organize our lives about, I will get this relationship back on track, then I'll have a sense of peace about it. The problem is we need to do that backwards. We have to start with the peace. If you don't have the peace, you can't move forward. That peace will come from going to God and asking for forgiveness and receiving that forgiveness and then choosing to forgive yourself. If you do that, then you have that sense of, I am guilty of this and I can embrace the reality of that. I am forgiven about it, but I'm dealing with the consequences of that. And I can deal with that and show patience and work the steps, as we were talking about before, in that process. But I am not doing that in such a way where I'm trying to earn back all of that or pay it off in some sort of way. That's the wrong attitude. I have to think in terms of what can I do to nurture and heal this other person.
Absolutely. Jed, one thing you'd add to that?
You know, one of the most profound things that we have to accept in life in order to live healthy lives is that I don't need everybody to like me to be okay.
Yeah.
I just don't. And it's important to accept that because here's the thing. You can live the most upright, straight, impressive life imaginable and still have a lot of people think, that guy's a jerk. That's how life works. No matter what you're doing, there's a certain number of people that just think you're awful.
Yeah.
And that's an unfortunate truth of the fallen world we live in. You are okay today because there's a God who loves you. That's it. You are okay today because you are worthy of love. And the more that we embrace that and live into a life that reflects that, the more peace we can have and the more healthy relationships we can have with those who are willing to have a healthy relationship with us. And that's the thing we want to shoot for.
Absolutely. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right. That's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.